This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, a very, very somber day after hearing that four cops got shot in three different states during one of the bloodiest Sundays for police nationwide. And, you know, when you see this, you're wondering, why. This is supposed to be one of the greatest countries ever, and our cops and our police officers and our first responders should be revered, and to see them gunned down like this is it's sad, it's frustrating, and you know, it makes me want to call the Israelis to come over here and teach us how to deal with this problem, because this can't last. They see a man suspected of executing a San Antonio police officer late Sunday morning staked out police headquarters just hours before the shooting and briefly gained access to a vestibule of the building before quickly leaving. Apparently, I don't think they have caught the unnamed suspect in the ambush killing of Detective Benjamin Marconi, 50 years old, a 20-year veteran. Marconi was the first of four police officers in three states shot during what they think is an unconnected shooting spree. Three of the incidents appear to be targeted attacks and involved law enforcement officers sitting unsuspectingly in their patrol cars, either waiting in traffic or after pulling vehicles over in traffic stops. According to San Antonio Police Chief William McManus, said on Monday of the Texas case, I think the uniform was the target, and the person who happened along was the person he targeted, as opposed to these being specific hits. Police in that investigation are searching for a 2009 to 2012 black Mitsubishi Galant with black rims that was believed to be driven by the suspected gunman. Early Monday, San Antonio authorities released video surveillance footage showing the man outside police headquarters. He is seen speaking to a clerk on the intercom before being let in to the vestibule, but the man only stayed a short time before leaving, and McManus wouldn't detail what the suspect said. He only asked a question. He said, I don't know why he was in headquarters. We have some ideas why we believe he may have been headquarters, but we're not sure. 4 hours later, the man is suspected of killing Marconi as Marconi sat in his patrol car across from police headquarters writing a ticket at 11:45. While Marconi was in the squad car, a vehicle thought to be driven by the suspect pulled up behind him. A man got out and shot him twice in the head. The final shot was fired as the assailant reached inside Marconi's passenger window to shoot the father of two at close range. This is, I don't even know what to say. And I didn't want to start the show talking about this, but something has got to be done. And, you know, we talk about gun violence and we talk about the guns being in the wrong hands. And this is an example of the guns being in the wrong hands. And, you know, when you look at some of these places where these happened, you know, these aren't, you know, very freewheeling, you know, easy, light gun laws. You know, many of these shootings that we've seen are in places where there are no gun zones. These are very restrictive. So, the bad guys are getting controls of guns. They're deciding to get up and go around and shoot cops. And this anti-cop, this anti-police officer trend right now, and this I don't know what else to call it. It's psychosis. Unfortunately, is becoming an epidemic. You know, we talk about Zika, we talk about Ebola, we talk about the flu, and we just don't spend enough time talking about how we need to save are police officers. They say a St. Louis police sergeant was shot twice in the face at 7:30 p.m. Sunday night. He is expected to survive, but he's in the hospital in critical condition. He's a 46-year-old officer. He is a married father of three. Marconi was also a married father of three. The officer was driving down the road, was ambushed by an individual who pointed a gun at him from inside of his car and shot out the police officer's window. The gunman was later killed after he shot at other officers who returned fire. No officers were injured during that encounter. Then there was an officer in Sanibel, Florida, who was shot and injured during a similar incident when a person fired at the officer as he sat in the patrol car after finishing a traffic stop. The officers fired back at the suspect, who was eventually taken into custody. Then an officer in Gladstone, Missouri, sustained non-life-threatening injuries during a struggle with a man in his late teens who had fled from a traffic stop. And during the tussle, the man revealed a handgun. So the shootings, obviously, are, I don't want to say obviously, but it appears like the shootings are in response to some of the fatal police shootings that happened of men in Minnesota, Louisiana, et cetera. And it seems like people have gotten momentum from the movement that happened as the Dallas five officers had been killed and shot by a gunman. And I don't know who thinks these people are heroes and why they feel they want to take these actions on themselves. But I would say, you know, we need to approach this as we would approach war. Okay, as wartime, I think we are kitten gloving and pussyfooting around the situation. We have people that are out there, right, you know, trying to gun down our cops. Remember there were these shootings? Remember, I think it was a dad and a kid who were snipers that were just shooting at random people? And did you see how the country went ape crazy to get these people and to stop them? Why don't we have that same passion? Why don't we have that same voraciousness to get these people who are killing officers? I don't, you know, they get reported like, yeah, an officer shooting. Yeah, an officer shooting. Okay, this is, I believe, very connected. Maybe the two people aren't talking to each other, but they, you know, face to face, but I believe these shooting sprees are connected. And I mean, duh, I think an idiot wouldn't see this. And there are people that are plotting to shoot down our officers. These are very well calculated, and it almost seems like every week somebody is getting murdered. So we need to stop this. Whether it's a terrorist, whether it's domestic, we treat it the same way. You know, poor officers. Now you can't come up to an officer going, hi, yeah, you can't come up to an officer. The officer is going to think you're going to kill him. You know, if this is supposed to stop, you know, shootings, I don't see how that's going to happen. These officers need to protect themselves. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to the group of guys that are working on my show. Oh, we got so many men working on my show. We got Manny. We got Andy. I think we got Blake, Nathan. I mean, Tom's on vacation. So apparently when Tom leaves, we need like four guys to work on. I love it. I love it. Listen, all hands on deck. I love it. Thank you guys for helping make the show happen. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, Joseph from Henderson, Nevada writes, man's innate desire to kill is the subject. He says, you discuss how we are animals. That theory would hold true in all the rampant murders, such as the one last night. Please discuss the... Apparently, somebody got stabbed in their sleep where I live. Not where I live personally, but in Las Vegas, Nevada. Apparently somebody got stabbed in their sleep. I'm not too sure. I've been so busy looking at national news that I haven't looked at what happened locally. But, you know, we could discuss this as we're also talking about the cop killings that have happened. Man's innate desire to kill. Do men or women, obviously, men, women, this is humans. Okay, the subject should be humans' innate desire to kill. Do humans want to kill? Is this something that we've been designed to do? That we were supposed to do since caveman days, and we don't get to do, so it comes out as shooting sprees, as murders, as these violent crimes. It's interesting. We talk about basic passions. You know, we've talked about this with monogamy, where there's many animal species where, there's a few animal species where you see monogamy. I think dolphins, and I'm trying to think who else. Humans are supposed to. But in most animal kingdoms, no. The man will go to one female, then go to another female, go to another female. And so here we are in modern times confining men to only be with one wife. Like me, a very nagging, annoying wife. Never leg-shaved wife, okay? And so you wonder if the pressure cooker is going to blow. And that's why we do see many people cheat. I mean, luckily my husband's never cheated, not that I know of. You definitely see some condensation occur because of man being confined to a behavior that's not innate or instinctive to them. But we don't talk about murder. We don't talk about killing. Is it in our instinct, in our instinctive nature to want to kill? Now, some of you would say, no, but let's stop and think about a time when you were really mad at somebody. You were so mad at them that you wish something happened to them. Now, road rage is a very mild example of people who would really like to do something harmful, but they hold it back. They hold it back. I mean, a very, very educated, not educated in terms of college, but a very intelligent, educated, well-controlled individual will not run a person off a road. But that same individual could think, oh, I hope they hit that pole and flip half a dozen times. And we need to be honest with ourselves, okay? And I'm not saying I want everybody to admit they're a murderer, okay? I'm not saying that. But you need to actually think, all right, to understand what could be going on here. Because if we don't understand what the bad guy is thinking, we're not going to be able to stop bad guys or bad girls, okay? So when you're mad, okay, and you're mad about something, you could be mad. You could vent your frustration, etc. But when it really starts to get ugly is when you don't have the control, right? When you don't have the control, let's just look at somebody with road rage. Somebody cuts you off to the point where you almost get into an accident. All right, you had to panic. You had to, all your groceries fell to the floor of the car because you had to slam on your brakes. Now you hit a stoplight and that car is long gone. You may wish them bad, okay? You may not cause the bad, but you may wish them bad, not because they made you, if they were in front of you and you felt like you could honk and you felt like you could yell, you wouldn't be as mad as them getting away with it. So when somebody feels like they don't have control, they start reaching for nuclear bombs as opposed to little BBs. That's what you also see in fights between couples, okay? If a wife thinks she can control her husband and say, look, I'm just not going to sleep with you, or I'm going to make you sleep on the couch, problem solved. Okay, remember in the olden days, guys would have to sleep on the couch and it was done. Now, oh, hell to the no. Now, the less... The less ability to solve and to come up with a satisfying solution seems to cause more and more, what's the word I'm trying to look for? I apologize. I wasn't very lingual in school, as you could tell. Even lingual isn't the proper word. Things start to boil over. So let's say I threaten my husband that I'm going to leave and take the kids. Okay? Hypothetically. And that husband thinks she could actually do it. Okay? His choice is to either talk me out of it, or his choice is to bring in the big guns. You know, this is what's happening. So, now you have a group of individuals who feel like they don't have control. And it may not so much be specific with the police situation. They may be mad about something else and just want to kill something. They may just want to kill. You know, I've never hunted. And I've never done that. But I could understand why it is such a popular sport, because you get to go out there and you get to be in the wild and you get to find something that you want. I still don't get it. Not a little, you know, deer, not a little innocent doe-eyed little deer. I still don't get that. But where I would like to hunt is if I was out in the wild and something was attacking me, and not that I, like an unprovoked attack, and I see some mean, I don't know, rhinoceros come at me, and it can't be a cute little animal, and I don't want that rhinoceros to get me, and I pull the gun and I shoot, that's where I could see it could be very, very, I guess advantageous or satisfying. Other than that, I haven't really hunted. You know, like with fish, I'll fish and I'll throw the fish back. That's just me. Okay, I'm a weenie, but I just do that. But I gotta tell you, sometimes I like getting the fish. So I love fishing. I love it. I don't like to eat fish, so I throw them back. Then I feel bad that they have a boo-boo because of the hook. But, I feel like man's need to hunt, or man's need to, you know, exert themselves, may be so instinctive that people that don't get to do certain things, and I'm not saying you don't get to fish so you turn into a mass murderer, but I think so many people have that desire to kill something that it blows over. So what's the answer? How do we stop people from shooting our cops in cold blood? I don't know. But I think the cops are going to have to step it up. I think they have to protect themselves. For them to protect us, they got to protect themselves. You do no good to others if you're at risk and you're a victim. We learned this in basic life support, advanced life support, basic first aid. You becoming a victim helps nobody else. And they need to protect themselves. And God bless them for what they do. And you have people out there that just want to kill. And they want to kill so much that they don't mind being killed themselves. Now, is it drugs? We used to blame drugs. I bet you most of these people aren't even on drugs when they do it. Because these are very well calculated. These are very well, you know, somebody on drugs doing something rampant. Like, you know, but James Holmes, the Aurora, Colorado shooter, getting dressed up, figuring out the night, buying the ticket. Jimmy Riggies in his house, booby trapping the house. These are people very well calculated that I don't think it's just, they dropped some ass and then they decided to do this. So these are people that want to kill, and they are among us. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
From the page. pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so Thanksgiving is coming up. Yee-haw, yay, Thanksgiving. Some of us really, really like the holiday. The rest of us, we don't. All right, we don't. The family's coming. You got to deal with the in-laws. Many of us don't even really like turkey. I mean, I like steak. I'm really not a turkey eater. I mean, maybe the dark meat. I don't like green bean casserole. I don't like pumpkin pie. It's just, no. So a lot of times what we do is because we got the family coming and we know we're going to be outnumbered, even if it's our own family, what we end up doing is we invite our pets. I'm going to be going out to Thanksgiving. We're going to be going to Phoenix. I kind of grew up in Phoenix, so I'm pretty excited about that. But I am definitely bringing my kitty cats. I just don't want to be outnumbered. So the dog's going to go to his doggy daycare, and we're going to bring two of the four kitty cats. Okay, the cats aren't too happy with it, but, you know. Now, many of us that do have pets, okay, we love to feed our pets goodies, right, from Thanksgiving. But we forget that there's a lot of Thanksgiving foods that our kitty cats are not allowed to eat. So, like, you know, for example, not even our kitty cats or dogs, etc. And sometimes it's not even what they eat, but it's how much. So dogs, especially, like my dog is very, very smart. Whenever we have people over, he first comes to me to get some table scrapings, okay? And I'm like, oh, bad boy, move tushy, leave me alone. I already fed you, you already had enough, no more. Okay, so then he goes away and he sulks. Then he starts to go up to somebody else, like 5-10 minutes later. That somebody else is like, oh, you look hungry, here. Then, okay, he goes, he takes that. Then he comes back another 10 minutes later. So by the time that night is over, that dog has visited about 13 different people and got a bunch of goodies. That could be pretty toxic. So let's quickly review what dogs and cats, let's say you bring your fish, right, to Thanksgiving, what your fish can eat in terms of Thanksgiving table scrapings. And we'll also talk about even the parakeet. What other pets does everybody have? Well, we got parakeets. We have, my kids had a scorpion. They had a pet scorpion. That was ridiculous. That should have never even happened. I don't even know why I let them bring that into the house, but they did. Here we go. So dogs. Dogs. According to the American Kennel Club, they can eat turkey, they can eat chicken, they can eat beef. But what you got to do is you got to remove the skin and you got to remove the fat, because excess fat can cause pancreatitis. If they swallow any bones in that meat, it can perforate the intestine. So, you're like, Dahlia, I know. Yeah, but does that little 3-year-old nephew of yours know? That 3-year-old nephew may see you feeding the dog, or that 3-year-old nephew, by the way, little kids can speak dog, you know that. The reason why the dogs go up to the little kids is because they know that, the little kid understands them. So that little kid will hand him like a whole, I don't know, chicken wing. Don't let that happen. Anyway, they can eat ham, they can eat shrimp, they can eat salmon, they can eat eggs, they can eat cheese, they can eat peanut butter, they can eat bread, as long as there's no raisins, right, because raisins are toxic to dogs. They can eat popcorn, they can eat corn, they can eat honey, they can eat coconut. And for those of you guys that want to write all this down, I wrote this in my blog and my article. It's on my Facebook. It's on my Twitter page. Thanksgiving foods your pets can and cannot eat. So visit my website. It's also on my website, so you can see that there. Now, what do we need to avoid in dogs? Well, you got to avoid a variety of things because of the, let me see here, like, for example, chocolate. Okay, chocolate contains methylxanthines. Methylxanthines are stimulants, okay, such as theobromine. And dark chocolate is even worse than milk chocolate. So this could induce diarrhea, vomiting, anticholinergic type responses. They could have seizures, irregular heart function. They could even die. You do not let your dog ingest chocolate, okay? Don't let them eat cinnamon. Cinnamon has cinnamon and its oils, I guess, irritate the inside of their mouth. It makes them uncomfortable and sick. Remember that cinnamon challenge that kids were doing where they would snort cinnamon? Very bad. Plus, it could mess with their sugar. It could cause diarrhea, mess with their body's blood sugar, even if the cinnamon isn't sugar. Leads to diarrhea, vomiting, increased or decreased heart rate. It could even cause liver disease, but many times they will choke on cinnamon. According to the American Kennel Club. All right, what else can they not eat? Don't give them garlic. Don't give them onions, leeks, chives, garlic. Garlic is part of the allium family. They say it's 5 times more toxic to dogs than the rest of the allium plants. Garlic can create anemia in dogs, causes side effects such as pale gums, elevated heart rate, weakness, and collapsing. They say poisoning from garlic and onions could have delayed symptoms. So if you think your dog ate some on Thanksgiving, and now we're into December, let's say, watch the dog, okay? Because they could get sick a few days later. Now, some of you will say, I don't give my dog garlic. Yeah, you do. When you give the dog stuffing, what if you basted the turkey in onion and garlic, and sometimes I throw some apples in there, and you know, but that kind of that they'll get garlic in them, so that's not good at all. Ice cream, they say, do not share ice cream with your dog. Canines do not digest dairy very well. They also have a slight intolerance to lactose. So when your dog toots, all right, it's probably because of the milk products. So. Lactose remembers the sugar in milk products. Frozen yogurt, they say, may be a better alternative if your dog really, really wants to have what you're doing. But they say what you can do if you want to give them a treat is freeze chunks of strawberries, raspberries, apples, pineapples, and you could give those to the dog if they want a sweet, icy treat. Guys, dogs don't want cold treats. Dogs want meat, okay? Almonds. They say pecans, walnuts, macadamia nuts are some of the most toxic, but almonds can also. They could block the esophagus. They could tear open the windpipe if not chewed completely. Salted almonds are very dangerous because of the water retention. And dogs are more prone to heart disease, so don't do that. Of course, macadamia nuts are some of the most poisonous foods for dogs. Macadamia nuts are part of the Protaceae family, so it can cause vomiting, increased blood pressure, inability to walk, lethargy, tiredness, vomiting, but they could affect the nervous system. They say cashews you could probably get away with for dogs, but only a few at a time. Cashews have calcium, magnesium, antioxidants, proteins, and they have less fat than walnuts, almonds, and pecans. But they could still cause weight gain. Make sure they're not salted. Okay, so avoid onions, garlic, avocado in dogs. Avoid raisins, grapes, chocolate, cinnamon, ice cream, almonds, macadamia nuts, alcohol. Don't be giving your dog alcohol. A drunk dog is not funny. Nutmeg, mushrooms. Mushrooms can cause seizures. Energy drinks. Don't be giving your dog an energy drink. Why would you do that? And then, of course, fatty fried foods. Now, what about Fluffy? Your little kitty cat. Kitty cats can also eat meat, fish. Great little kitty cat. They can even eat vegetables, even though most don't want it. They can eat eggs. They can eat cheese. They can eat butter. Apparently, they can eat dairy products better than dogs. What they can't do is the raw fish, raw meat, raw eggs. Don't give anything raw to your kitty cats. Don't give them artificial sweeteners. Don't give them coffee, tea, or energy drinks. Raw cookie dough. Do not let either your dog or your cat eat raw cookie dough. It ferments. That's not good. Now, what about Nemo? What if some of you guys bring Nemo fish with you? Excuse me. Nemo fish? Fishies can have little vegetables. They can even cook rice. You can even put little meat in there, but you got to get it out of the tank because they leave sediments within the water. And then some of you guys have a parakeet. I sincerely doubt I would share any of my turkey with a parakeet. I doubt a parakeet would want to eat another bird. But they like dried fruits, vegetables. They can even eat some bread. They even like nuts. The nuts have to be chopped up without a shell. So I hope that helps. That's what you can feed your dogs, cats. What to feed the mother-in-law? That I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I haven't done a movie review in a while because I haven't gone to the movies. I haven't gone to the movies in a very, very long time. So my kids wanted to see that movie, Arrival. It has Amy Adams and the guy who's in the Avengers, and it was in one of the Bourne movies. I forget his name. I think his last name is Rennie. He's a real good actor. It's just I don't know his name. He's really, really good. So we went to this Arrival movie, and I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know it was, you know, a baby coming out of a birth canal, or did it have to be, or was it, I didn't know, but I guess it was some space type of alien movie. So once I figured that out, I'm like, okay, this is going to be a real good, you know, sci-fi flick. I don't know. There were some good parts to it, but it really had to do with a baby in there, and the baby, it's just sad, and I really wasn't expecting that. I don't like to go to movies that make you sad. It wasn't even a chick flick, and we got to get rid of the whole chick flick thing, because a lot of us women don't like those movies either. I guess the definition of a chick flick, okay, and this is coming from a chick, is where the movie kind of caters to girls, it makes you cry, but the key component to a chick flick is the average guy doesn't want to see it, but he goes because he thinks that he's going to get sex afterwards because you are going to be so distraught or horny or whatever. So guys take girls to chick flick movies if they think they're going to get some. That's really what a chick flick is. This movie had none of that. I mean, it was, and the main star was her. She, well, I think is an excellent actress. Amy Adams, she could act. She's very good. But it's just, I mean, my sons had wanted to see this movie, and so with my husband and my two boys, and they were like, you know, this isn't really, you know, where's all the pew, 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 you know, shootings, and so I was like, I agree. I hope you guys didn't take us to this movie for this. Now, Assassin's Creed, with Michael Fassbender, chick flick. Okay, even though a lot of guys want to see it, for me, watching Michael Fassbender for 2 hours, oh yeah, my husband better have the Viagra ready. That's all I could say. Okay, and Assassin's Creed's not supposed to be a chick flick. You see? So do you guys kind of see where we're going here? Steel Magnolias, Pretty Woman, those would be kind of considered chick flicks type of thing. But I say let's just get rid of that because I think it's insulting to women. Because most of us women really like movies where there's a Michael Fassbender or a, I mean, in the 80s, I would see a Sylvester Stallone, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis, Jean-Claude Van Damme movie any day. Do you think I wanted to see Desperately Seeking Susan in the 80s? Oh, hell no. I didn't want to see a movie about Madonna. And her videos were enough. What was also a real big chick flick in the 80s? The Traveling Sister Pants, I don't know. No, that had to have been later. That had to have been 90s. I don't even know because I didn't really want to see. I like seeing the action type stuff. So, yeah. Anyway. So 1-877-DOCS-LA, 1-877-DOCS-DAI. Okay, some of us run. I used to run. And I wanted to make sure that my shoes were really cushioned. Well, now they're saying if you have a lot more, cushion and you're pushing, in your shoes, you are more likely to hurt yourself. Yeah, I got a lot more cushion in my tushin, but that's not going to hurt me for now. They say, by the way, I broke my toe this weekend. Oh, I'm so mad. Yeah, I broke my toe. What I was doing, I was getting ready to work out, and I was starting to stretch out, and I hit my foot against a box, and that toe went 180 degrees, and I got a broken toe. I'm so mad. Anyway. Okay, so they say joggers tend to land on their heels. This increases their loading rate, the impact of them hitting the ground. Experts say this force makes them more likely to suffer an injury during their early morning run or their late night jog. While those who run barefoot or with minimal support put most of their body weight onto the ball of their foot. If you put it onto the ball of your foot, you're at less risk. Now, I still don't know what the hell this has to do with, softness of the shoe. Researchers from the University of Exeter compared how quickly the force acts when runners' feet hit the ground. This has been previously shown to influence injury risk. They assessed 29 runners and found significantly lower rates for those who wore so-called minimal trainers and landed on the ball of their feet. Well, that makes sense. You don't want to land on your heel. Anyway, this was compared, so this is 29 runners. So this is a real big study here. They compared this to normal running shoes. Lead researcher Dr. Hannah Rice of the University of Exeter. That would, you know, when I hear University of Exeter, I think of University of Exeter. I think of X-Men. Why do I think of X-Men with University of Exeter? Was it called Exeter and X-Men? Anybody know X-Men? Or was it Xavier University? I don't know. I got to look that up. What is the university? I think it's Exeter. Anyway, so Dr. Hannah Rice, University of Exeter, who, I don't know, maybe a mutant or not, said so many people use running as a means of reducing the risk of chronic diseases, but about 3/4 of runners typically get injured in a year. I did. I fell all the time. They said footwear is easily modifiable, but many runners are misguided when it comes to buying new trainers. This research shows that running in minimal shoes and landing on the balls of your feet reduces loading rates and may therefore reduce the risk of injury. This is what I'd like to know. What's going on with your discs in your back? Okay, I used to run a lot. I ran a lot. And your discs, okay, are your shock absorbers for your vertebrae, right? I call them almohados de los huesos, the pillows of the bones. But basically, they're discs in between the vertebrae. And so as the vertebrae go up and down, rather than hitting each other and hurting the nerves, they're cushioned. Well, I don't know what the hell I did with all my running, but my back is messed up. And I don't think it had to do with my Nikes or my Reeboks. They say modern-day runners in cushioned footwear tend to land on the heel, known as rear foot strike. For those who run barefoot are more likely to land on the ball of the foot, forefoot strike. Now, this would make sense with this forefoot strike because remember there was a study, multiple studies, saying if you run on the beach barefoot, it's better than running in shoes on the asphalt. And it's because of the way you put your weight on the ball of the foot. Rear foot strike runners experience an abrupt vertical impact force every time the foot lands on the ground. This impact force is often missing when running with a forefoot strike. Okay, I don't know. Total force seems to be similar between foot strikes and wearing modern cushion trainers. So basically what they're saying you know what, they said just wear good shoes. But shoes that aren't super, you know what? Any of us who run don't buy those shoes. We don't run, nobody likes running in shoes that have very thick cushion anyway. I think we all figured this out without the X-Men having to figure it out for us. Okay? I think we all know that. I like to get my running shoes, they're thinner. And it just makes more sense. You don't want something messing with your foot. Okay, I mean, I knew that. Did you all know that? Okay. Some of us like hummus. And Sabra does a pretty good hummus. Well, Sabra Dipping Company has recalled some of its hummus. That's how it's pronounced, hummus. Made before November 7th because they feel that the products might have been contaminated with Listeria monocytogenes, which is a bacterium that can cause serious illness. Look, if the Israelis aren't worried about it, I'm not worried about it. Listen, Israelis have tough stomachs. My dad would eat hummus that fell on the floor. He didn't care. Stomach was fine. The recalled items were shipped to various retailers in the United States and Canada, had a best date before January 23rd. So your classic hummus, the caramelized iron hummus, the hummus with pretzels, the hummus pine nut, the hummus red pepper, the hummus supremely spicy, and the hummus Tuscan herb. I love hummus. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Ali. Rebel, 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 rebel
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. And you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.